If you get up early enough in the morning and take a walk through the forest, you might catch a glimpse of the gray fox going home to his den for a nap. This shy animal likes to live in wooded areas and is one of only two canines in the world that routinely climbs trees. They feed on rodents, rabbits, and plants, and serve a crucial role in maintaining the balance of ecosystems in which they live. Alachua Conservation Trust has helped preserve the habitats of these important members of our natural world in the hope that they will be with us in years to come. For more information, visit AlachuaConservationTrust.org.
Attention, attention, attention.
Nothing from the old would have survived all this. And everything would become complicated and easy, like it was when we were young.
Thank you. so incredibly thin. Even in the one eyedropper, sucking pain. Skinny never knew any questions. Skinny never looked at lights. But Skinny sold something every single it's like a dream. You don't remember, but it seems to stay alive inside your mind and prey upon your leisure time. just a situation. Life is just a game. Life is just a whirlpool, and I heard it call her name.
Was what she used to say, like the sound of running horses early in the day. If she got her way.
sickness or just something new? Once, when we were on a bus between some cities, we discussed the things that happened in their early years. Their youngest time was spent alone, while living with an uncle, only half remaining from a foreign war. Oh, his upper half was well enough, but in his pants, between his cuffs and where his zipper stopped, his legs were gone. So he rolled around on wheels, self-sufficient in a peeling little house he could not paint again. But it was spotless to a point, 2 feet above the floor, and warmth was in his smile and in his laughing face. They met were few, and might have been disturbed by two who looked so strange, but they were not aware. For living with their stumpy uncle, who was unconcerned and rumpled, made them see things differently. They thought that we were put together randomly, just like the weather, with no thought of uniformity. This vision only lasted for a while, until he passed away and they were sent off to a home. The children there did not have parents, were all alike and always staring as they sat on chairs above the grave. So the twins cried and then withdrew from those who shouted, laughed, and who were mean because of suffering inside. Once alone, they heard some children shouting that a car had killed one of their pets out in the road ahead. As they approached the fallen dog, inside a pool of blood, they saw a leg that had been torn away somehow. So they kneeled upon the ground and lifted up the leg they found and wedged it tightly just below the spot where their shoulders were combined. And then the sun, which had been shining, winked. And for a moment, all was dark. But when the sun returned above them, no one laughed or made fun of them, for the dog was licking at their joint, barking loud, and resurrected, and causing them to be respected by those who had avoided them before.
All right. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I have to cut this one short. This is the first Cut Short Spagandi Residence Radio Hour ever cut short. And I will play the rest next time. I have to go to a certain event in Gainesville. It's a protest at the local newspaper. So if any of you Gainesville people are listening, you should go to the local newspaper Alligator, their headquarters, and we're going to protest in the name of the Church of the Tabernacle over there on University Avenue. The Tom Miller Show and Reverend Angel Dust are protesting outside the Alligator newspaper stand and headquarters that, in fact, they are responsible for reverse engineering UFOs. I kid you not. And I'm going to go join this protest. Look it up. I hope that they get some news and press out of this. So, anyway, I'm out of here. Going to go try that thing and see what happens. I'll give you a full report next week. Thank you for tuning in, everyone here with me. Everyone at Residence at Residence.com. Housky, always a pleasure. And I will talk to you next week. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night. And I will talk to you next week with more and probably the second half of this. Who knows? Bye-bye. This is GrowRadio.org.